I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, March 22nd. An 11-year-old Quincy boy was being treated for serious injuries after being struck by a car while riding a bicycle in Quincy yesterday. Police say the child was struck while on a bike at Washington and Pond Streets in Quincy Point just before 5 p.m. The boy was taken to a Boston hospital for treatment of serious injuries. The operator remained on the scene, and the incident remains under investigation. The world's first successful transplant of a genetically edited pig kidney was conducted on a 62-year-old Weymouth man last weekend at Mass General Hospital. The hospital says the pig kidney with 69 genomic edits was successfully transplanted into the patient living with end-stage kidney disease. The surgery last Saturday took about 4 hours. The hospital says the procedure marks a major milestone in the quest to provide more readily available organs to patients. The hospital said the patient, identified as Richard Slayman, was recovering well at Mass General and is expected to be discharged soon. Slayman, who's been living with type 2 diabetes and hypertension for many years, previously received a kidney transplant from a deceased human donor in December of 2018 after being on dialysis 7 years prior, but started to reject that. The latest history-making kidney transplant comes some 70 years after Mass General Brigham performed the world's first successful human kidney organ transplant in 1954. The pig kidney was provided by E. Genesis of Cambridge from a pig donor that was genetically edited using technology to remove harmful pig genes and add certain human genes to improve its compatibility with humans. Construction work has been halted on a $1.5 billion skyscraper project over Boston South Station amid an investigation into that steel beam that fell more than 20 stories on Wednesday. Work on South Station Tower has been shut down, according to the Boston Inspectional Services Department. The Federal Worksite Agency, OSHA, is investigating, a process that could take 6 months. A representative for the construction company doing the work, Suffolk, confirmed an incident at the project site and noted that the safety of our workers and communities is our number one priority. In a follow-up statement, they said they agreed to shut down the project temporarily out of an abundance of caution. Nobody was hurt in the incident, which shattered a pair of windows in the tower and scattered debris on the roadway in a busy part of downtown Boston Wednesday afternoon. A federal appeals court yesterday ordering the judge who oversaw Boston Marathon bomber Zohar Tsarnaev's trial to investigate the defense's claims of juror bias and determine whether his death sentence should stand. The Boston-based First U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals did not throw out Tsarnaev's death sentence. Defense lawyers had pushed for that while claiming bias by two people who sat on the jury that convicted him for his role in the bombing that killed three people and injured hundreds near the marathon's finish line in 2013. But the appeals court found that the trial judge didn't adequately probe Tsarnaev's claims of juror bias and sent the case back to the judge for a new investigation. The concern raised by Tsarnaev's lawyers surrounded two jurors. Tsarnaev's lawyers say they discovered postings on one of the jurors' social media pages regarding the bombings and the district court proceedings. If the judge finds that either person should have been disqualified, he should vacate Tsarnaev's death sentence and hold a new penalty phase trial to determine whether Tsarnaev should be sentenced to death. A bill that bars somebody from sharing explicit images or videos without consent was approved by the Senate yesterday. The bill, sponsored by State Senator John Keenan of Quincy, which now goes to conference committee to hash out differences with the House, means that only South Carolina has not banned revenge porn. Minors who possess, purchase, or share explicit photos of themselves or other minors can currently be charged with violating the state's child pornography laws and are required to register as a sex offender. The bill would instead authorize commitment to the Department of Youth Services, but it also allows minors to be diverted to an educational program instead of criminal punishment. The diversion program would teach teenagers about the legal and non-legal consequences of sexting and would be available to school districts. The legislation would also address the non-consensual distribution of explicit images by adults by establishing a penalty in the existing criminal statute, including up to 2.5 years in prison and a fine of up to $10,000. The criminal ban would also extend to what are known as deep fake pornography, which use computer-generated images. Well, when the two bridges to Cape Cod are finally built, Massachusetts will own them, not the federal government. Under a new agreement announced yesterday that Governor Mara Healey hailed as an important step forward in our efforts to replace the Bourne and Sagamore bridges. That agreement between Massachusetts and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers commits $700 million from the state and $600 million from the Corps for the project. The Massachusetts Department of Transportation will take the lead on constructing the two new bridges, which are still being studied. The Bourne and Sagamore, operated by the Army Corps of Engineers, are more than 90 years old and have needed replacing. Officials said the new agreement, a memorandum of understanding, lays out how the two sides will work together as they replace the bridges. The bridge replacement project previously received a $372 million grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation. Officials noted that it is a candidate for a $1 billion federal bridge investment grant. The full cost of the project to replace the only roadways connecting Cape Cod with the rest of the state has been pegged at $4.5 billion. Almost $56,000 was raised by this year's annual Shamrock Splash fundraiser to benefit summer programs on state beaches, including Wollaston Beach and Quincy. Volunteers braved the chilly waters of Constitution Beach in East Boston earlier this month to raise money for Save the Harbor, Save the Bay, which will distribute the funds to beach groups, including the Friends of Wollaston Beach. The Friends team raised over $6,400 during the splash. The Friends say they will be hosting programs this year on Wollaston, including Kids Fest, Story Time, Yoga, Books, Coastal and Wastewater Education, and more. The Quincy High School Women's Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony will be held tonight at 6 p.m. at the Terrell Room in Quincy. Tickets are available by sending an email to Christine Barrett, christinebarrett@quincypublicschools.com. The Quincy North Quincy High School Drama Club presents Disney's Beauty and the Beast, the musical, tonight and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Saturday at 2 p.m. at Quincy High School. Tickets will be sold at the door. The Thomas Crane Public Library will hold a listening session for their strategic planning effort on Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. at the main branch in Quincy Center, and the public is welcome to attend. The Quincy Department of Natural Resources Environmental Treasures Program presents Exploring Christ's Church and Its Old Churchyard on Saturday at 10 a.m. The Reverend Clifford Brown and organist Marcus Johnson will lead the tour. Pre-registration is required by sending an email to Sally Owen, sowen@quincyma.gov. The Quincy Symphony Orchestra will present their family concert Sunday at 2:30 p.m. at North Quincy High School. An instrument petting zoo will be held at 1:30. The event is free and open to all. MBTA Red Line service between Broadway and North Quincy on the Braintree branch and between Broadway and Ashmont on the Ashmont branch will be suspended this weekend for maintenance. Shuttle buses will replace train service. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 269 points. The NASDAQ rose 32, and the S&P added 16. Asian stocks were mixed. The dollar's down. The euro also fell. Oil at $80 a barrel. sports. Bruins lost last night to the Rangers, 5-2. They'll be in Philly tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And Celtics are in Detroit tonight at 7. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mostly sunny and cool, high 42. Cloudy tonight and a low of 33. Precipitation could begin as a little wet snow after midnight and then change over to rain tomorrow, with a flood watch in effect for heavy downpours throughout the day tomorrow, mainly in the afternoon. A high of 48 degrees. The rain will continue into Saturday night. Low of 29. May end as a little wet snow. It's starting to clear on Sunday, but it'll be windy and cold. The high Sunday only 41. Partly cloudy, windy, and cold on Monday with a high of 41. For the boater, waves 2 feet, wind out of the west, 15 to 20, gusting to 25 knots, diminishing later today. High tide at 10:38 a.m. Sunrise at 6:42, sets at 6:59. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, March 22nd.